Welcome back to our Rolling in the Deep podcast. My name is Adele. I am owner of Babies on Broadway, and I am here with my main gal, Summer. And today we are going to hit a business topic. So when we started this podcast, we figured we'd do life, babies, business, whatever, yeah. A little bit of everything for you. So today we're going to talk about gender inequity in not just business, but leadership roles or high, you know, executive suite roles or business owner roles, and just kind of the weird places that I've noticed it shows up. And maybe, you know, some tips to handling it. Maybe not, because sometimes it's just frankly messy.
Yeah.
But like, let's get into kind of, you know, what exactly I'm talking about. So in my personal situation, owning Babies on Broadway now for the last 10 years, you find yourself extremely busy. And Summer, you're coming from owning your own business as well.
Yep.
So you can get this as well, or I've lived this as well. And I think a lot of moms out there do, or women in general do, because not only are we working sometimes in like my case, 7 days a week, just trying to make this thing go round in some obscure way.
Yeah.
But we are also expected to do all the other things. We're not just working like a regular, you know, 9-to-5 job. A lot of times it like follows you home and creates all these issues with like, you know, needing to be present at home or maybe not showing up to all the things like you need to or not being available in terms of like doing the fun like mom group things. Mm-hmm. Or like in my case, my boys play hockey. So sometimes it's even like the fun hockey mom stuff. And my son's two teams viewed me very differently with that. We can talk about that a little bit. But definitely there is this, I don't know if you want to call it like a stigma, but like the expectations that
very high.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, not only are you supposed to run this successful business or like be in this position of power, but you're also supposed to look nice. I gave that up a long time ago. I just want to say, you know, you might be listening to these podcasts right now. They'll go on YouTube someday and you might see our blibbits, but like, that was kind of the first thing I said, fuck it to. Like, again, sorry, explicit language. We had the warning. We warned you. Yep. But I was like, I do not have time to try my makeup on. I mean, I keep buying makeup thinking someday. I know that really makes you giggle because like every time we go somewhere, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do this. Like people keep saying I look really tired and I need some new under eye makeup apparently. And I have probably about like 25 products.
For certain.
At least that have never came out. And why? Because I am too damn tired. They frankly don't give a shit. And if you can't deal with that, then don't look at me. Don't look at my under eye bags. Yes. Okay. I don't know why they're offensive to anyone else.
I know.
They're offensive to me. It reminds me every day how tired I am.
Right. But like you do notice them. Hello.
Yeah. They should not be offensive to anyone else in the world. Like, let me roll how I want to roll. But yeah, you're expected to look nice and presentable, which some people do a really good job at. And kudos to them. Like, I'm glad for them.
Yes.
It's just not me.
It's impressive.
It really is, actually. Like, yeah, it really is. And then on top of it, you know, still like doing all the other things like your cleaning and your, you know, laundry.
All your household stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. And
all the mom stuff.
Yeah. And like showing up to absolutely mm-hmm. everything, like every event, every, you know, sporting events, which I do love to go to those. Like anytime I can make them, like, yes, it's a priority. I want to be there. But then like the sporting event stuff too, like potlucks and dinners and outings and all of the things.
All of it.
Yeah.
And it's endless, actually.
And you're expected to actually do it, or you're low-key, maybe high-key even, shamed sometimes when it doesn't
absolutely
come to fruition. Mm-hmm. And I've certainly experienced that like many times over the years in business. And also I think a lot of moms feel shame like if you try to outsource. Like, who says we can't outsource? Like, I don't care. Sometimes I have to outsource everything because I am at my max flipping capacity.
Yes.
Like plain and simple, that's it. Like I'm at my max capacity and I need to outsource. But like when people hire cleaning people mm-hmm. or maybe like a laundry service or, you know, someone or to grocery dinners. Shop or dinners, like that'd be so nice. Bigger cities have that.
They do. And it's,
it seems real nice.
Great.
You try those boxes, but then you don't shut them off and you don't really like them. That happens to me
coming.
A lot. Yes, I got it shut off.
I know you did. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. So Cook Unity has been shut off. It wasn't that it was recent, bad. Huh? Yeah.
It was decent food.
Yeah, I liked Factor. That wasn't...
You did like Factor a lot.
Until I got those couple baddies.
Yeah.
And then I was done. Just
rubbed you the wrong way.
It didn't feel good.
Exactly.
And I didn't have time for that.
No.
So I think there's a lot of things that kind of go into those expectations. Like even back to hockey, we can talk about the difference in my two boys. They are 5 years apart, so I've always been on different teams. And one thing that I always appreciated about the group that my older son was with is that they were really good about just like bringing Remy along for whatever. Nice. Like if they were doing hockey mom stuff, they would always tell me like, we got Remy, like, don't worry about it. Like, we just look at you like you're a hockey dad. Like, we don't expect them to show up for this shit.
Which well, is, I was just going to mention it.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's very irritating because here's the thing. It was kind of the flip side in a way for my son's, my younger son's team, where it was almost like a shaming of, you know,
she does his work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you don't show up for anything or like nice of you to make it comments. Mm. And you would never say that.
So coy and wrong.
Yeah. To the dad though.
Oh, you would never. Oh, geez. Like you it's gonna... acceptable and it's actually commendable.
Yeah.
In most roles. Like, yeah. Oh, dad, he's, you know, he's the CEO of such and such.
And he's working.
Yep.
But
and
like.
So we don't expect him to be here at all.
Right.
Like it is a free pass to pretty much not show up.
Right. And sometimes they might even like be able to make it and they're not showing up.
Yep. Absolutely.
And they wouldn't even get judged for that. Where here I'm
not
like.
Not at all.
Like I was supposed to work the penalty box on Saturday. And here's the deal. We have grandpa hockey in my house. And so like I could not do hockey without my dad.
No, you couldn't.
No. And so he has been greatly involved in the boys' hockey and he takes care of that for me. And I'm spoiled as heck with it. And like it just works for our family.
Yes.
But here's the thing. Grampy, he's getting older and he got double pneumonia on Friday. And
he's
so
been sick.
Right. Obviously it slipped our mind.
Yes.
Like my mind and his, because he's always got it and he's like sick. So like he didn't remember,
right.
Obviously.
Sick brain. We know sick
brain. And so midday Saturday, we're finishing up a couple things at work. I'm planning to go to Remy's game, but I'm running a couple minutes late thinking it ain't a big deal. This is like high school level though. So it is kind of a big deal. Someone's got to work the penalty box. Also, I just want to say I've never done it and I have a really big fear of it because like I don't even know if I can open the door.
Right. And as you were explaining to me, if people don't know, like you have to be the door opener. The player can't open it.
I don't think they can get it from the outside.
Or shut it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they might be able to get it from the inside out.
So they could shut it?
No.
Or are they not supposed to touch it, period?
Well, I don't think they're supposed to touch it. Okay. I mean, see, I don't even know. But what I do know is that a player could skate up to my door and I might not be able to open it. And I'd be like, I'm sorry, you can't come in. I'm stuck in here.
I know you do have a penalty.
You know? And then I think in between the periods, you got to get out on the ice and move the nets.
Well, that's right.
And I don't know if I can do that either.
I was hoping to see
you. I'd fall down. But anyway, so I'm in the middle, like, get this text message, like, hey, you're supposed to be penalty box. And I realize, oh my gosh, my dad has pneumonia. He didn't remember. Although I did give him a little freak out call because I was like, dad. And I, sorry for that, dad, if you're listening to this, it was inappropriate, actually. But I basically had to drop everything I was actually doing, run to my vehicle, physically run to my vehicle, like speed as quick as I could up to the hockey rink. To try to figure out how the heck I was going to work penalty box as I'm like calling anybody and everybody I know to like, please calm my fear of like, please just work the penalty box for me because I don't know what I'm doing. And luckily I was able to get a hold of my ex-husband who was on the way to the game who worked the penalty box very graciously for me. But what I want to say about that is like, I feel like again, when it comes to like a dad, if they're stuck at work, it's just like a little bit covered better. Now, no one was like mad at me. I was living in my own head a little bit about it, about how disappointed I was in myself. Like that it's a high school game. It's kind of a big deal. You've got to have someone in the penalty box. But that being said, it's just like no one would say anything to a man. Mm-hmm. And Rem's group was so good about it of just being like, hey, like we get it. You're working and you've got grandpa and like grandpa. I mean, sometimes he actually would go to the hockey mom stuff. Like if there was a little din-din, he'd go for din-din, you know? And he's the one at the restaurants with you and like whatever. And they were really cool with it. But then when we got to the younger age a little bit, it was, grandpa was a little less accepted, I feel like. And there was a little bit more judgment maybe placed as we saw about,
I think so, too.
Me maybe not being as
present.
And
like you said, a real different group.
Yeah.
And which just, really impacts.
Yeah.
yeah. acceptance.
Yeah. And now we're kind of starting over with my younger son, but I feel like that group's already better about yeah. it. But yeah, it's tough because people expect you to do it all, like literally all. And there Absolutely. Is not enough humanly possible hours in the day.
There's not.
To figure it out. You know what else is my best friend? Freaking DoorDash. And like, I'm sorry, it's not great, but it's my best friend.
Yes.
Because like when I get home and it's like there's no supper and no one knows like what anybody wants to eat.
Oh gosh.
Your phone comes out and you dinkity dinkity do.
That's so handy.
And somebody shows up to you with some half cold shitty food usually, but I mean, it works.
Right. You can chalk it up as eaten.
Eaten.
Yeah.
And probably better than what I would have time to do.
Right.
The other night I was on this kick. I'm not going to DoorDash. I'm so sick of it and I'm craving something decent. So I decided I'm going to like home cook a meal.
You did.
Yeah. And it was great. But like, here's the thing. It got done at 9 something right. at night only to be followed by getting on a call and talking about my stupid website for the 379,000 day in a year. And so, you know, it was like, yeah, I mean, sometimes the things we do and have to sacrifice are so different in womanland.
Yes.
Than manland. And I just like think about it sometimes and like, why does it have to be that way? Now, one thing that cracks me up when we've talked about teenagers is my Remy, my older one. He's got a serious girlfriend. They're real cute, you know?
Oh, they are so cute.
And she is so flippin' smart, like 4.0 student, and is going to start off, I think, by like nursing and eventually maybe wants to be a radiologist. You know, and Remy's like, well, that makes really good money. So like, maybe I could just stay home. Now we know that this probably ain't in the cards for Bougie.
No, it ain't.
Because his lifestyle is a little strange yeah. for that. But it was funny that in his mind, because what he's grown up with, he would feel that that's completely acceptable. Like he doesn't care about like gender inequity at all or like role reversal. He's just like, yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, I've seen what my mom does.
And I can stay home and like
yeah.
my wife to be can rule the roost and be a complete badass.
Yep.
And like support us all.
And I will go snowboarding. I can just see his head turning yeah. with ideas.
With my baby strapped on.
Exactly. It's
fine. Don't even worry about it. Or my mom's got it.
Exactly.
I'll drop this baby off somewhere.
Bob daycare.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Oh, Lord. Oh. So, yeah. I mean, just some of the things I think we see. Now, for me personally, like 3 tips I can give you, I probably is just because I've learned to not really care. And like, if someone's going to shame me, I just simply give them the, I actually don't mm-hmm. care.
Cause I had to quickly learn the Teflon because yeah. I personalized it for a little bit when I was trying to do just so much. And then I was like, nope, I'm doing this Teflon thing where it just rolls off. Like mm-hmm. I clearly, they don't get it. And
right. Sometimes
I'm just trying to be sane. You know?
Yeah. Right. And I think like sometimes it hurts your feelings no matter what, where you want to get real snappy about it, because it is personal to you. It's a different facet of your life than the business.
Yes.
Like it filters into the business. It's because you maybe like own a business, you're in a high level position, but at the same time it does, it's personal because it's your children and that's the most personal thing, you know,
that you're going to have. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine the judgment? And like, there'll probably be some of you out there who are listening that feel judgy towards this. My kids are 11 and 16 and I have a basically full-time nanny. That's why I call her. We could maybe come up with a better name for her.
Yeah. She's a jack of all trades.
Right.
She does so much for us.
She does. Yep. And it has been a lifesaver, huge. Frankly, because, you know, it's again, comes back to this outsourcing, but some of the things that would like gravely stress me out that like I wasn't mm-hmm. good about doing just simple running of everyday things that weren't getting done, and like including, you know, making sure that my child was picked up, and like, yeah, grandpa, he'd pick up, you know, the younger one, but then he'd drop him off at Bob.
Right.
And that was not a pleasant hour for anybody just because he needed attention. And right. like, he's in the space of his mom. And I fully understand at that point, like he's going to do whatever he can to get
your, mm-hmm. your attention.
And that's really difficult because mm-hmm. like I'm knees deep in work and I'm getting irritated because I'm trying to finish things. And it's mm-hmm. just frankly not flowing.
No.
So that was, you know, something that was really helpful because now she grabs him and they go home.
Yep.
And then he's a little happier. He's home a little earlier. He's fed a little sooner, you know, and life is good.
Yes.
And
he can grab your attention once you're home.
Yeah.
And yep. not feel that vibe of
yeah.
trying to get your attention from mm-hmm. work.
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely. And feeling like it's a fail.
Right.
So the louder you get and the more angry you get because I'm not giving you what you need because I really like don't have the capacity in that moment.
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, and that's a strange thing when you talk about like my kids and their age, but I'll tell you what, my older one loves her too. It's real funny. Like, yes, he can drive and he is like a mini adult doing adult things, but the boy loves some Ellie.
He does.
Yeah. He'll be like, oh, she's coming in clutch. Like, you know, she'll run and get me this and like do that. And I mean, he has a really busy schedule too. So I think about myself and I think about like teens, teens that are in sports specifically. Yeah. I mean, they're getting up and like, you know, Remy is basically like on the road at like 6:30, 7 o'clock. And sometimes he's not home till 10 PM. Sometimes it's 1 AM
right.
from a hockey game.
Right.
And I mean, it's a lot for these kids to take in. I mean, you think about the span of that day.
It's so long, so freaking long.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so I think once in a while he just likes to outsource too. And I'm actually okay with that. Maybe it's not the best thing to be teaching him, but you know what? It's all right. So
I think it's a great thing.
Yeah. What about you? You got anything that was like specific when you were kind of in the throes of, cause you had a lot more kids than me.
I did have a lot more kids and I had a battle of constantly hearing that I couldn't leave my work at work, which was probably true. Just because of the nature of the beast. That was always a tough. So I would definitely say, and I have now learned in singlehood, I have to have work-life balance. Mm-hmm. Like trying to do what I was doing would have never been an option to be who I want to be now. So that would be kind of probably my takeaway is, you know, finding your balance and what you're comfortable with.
Yeah.
And like you're talking about, Adele, using those tools in that toolbox of, hey, I don't outsource this one, you know, and that's okay.
There's only so much you can outsource. And
I think that's a drawback sometimes.
I think I've recently realized like, okay, like I'm also at that point, I can't even outsource anymore and I'm still drowning. So we're going to go with, I haven't found any type of balance, but it is a goal I aspire to get to at some point, which I will at some point.
You will.
I will. I know more now, like what's important to me, and I blinked and my kids are almost adults, but like I still haven't figured out how to do it, like just from like the standpoint of the mass amount of work that goes into each and every day.
Yeah.
I haven't figured out yet.
Yeah.
But I will get there. And my other thing is, yeah, the Teflon, like just remembering why you're doing what you're doing. And if you can't think of that reason and you can't like come to a purposeful meaning for it, then maybe it is time for a reevaluation.
Right.
Like if there's no happiness in it, there's no passion, there's no joy, there's not something pushing you forward, you don't know your why, and it's just a draining, like, time suck.
Right.
Maybe it is time for
a good evaluation
of like what is more important in life. Right. And I think at times recently I've had those thoughts cross my mind of like that exhaustion of like, oh man, is the juice worth the squeeze? But like my whys are still there. So, you know, you keep pushing forward to like the bigger, better goal that you can see on the other side.
Yeah.
But I mean, if that's something where you're like, I'm in this high level position and it's draining me and I don't see the end or the light at the end of the tunnel, then maybe it's time to think like, is it truly worth it? Like, what do you get at the end of this? What is the point? What is the purpose? Like, what are you leaving your legacy and your mark on? I don't know. But yeah, it's an interesting thing that this many years later, we still have a complete gender inequity.
It is.
I believe when I first started in business, I really never even knew it existed until I would maybe come up it once in a while. And the first thing was probably just with my general appearance of like not dressing as like what people would perceive a businesswoman to dress like, and maybe not being taken seriously until I got into the conversation more where it was like, yeah, okay, you actually know what you're talking about.
Right.
It shouldn't be based on like how I appear to you. So kind of some interesting stuff. But for those of you, you know, badass women who are rocking those high level positions or owning businesses, you know, put your Teflon on and keep rolling.
Keep rolling. Show them your stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, tune in next time to Rolling in the Deep. Check us out on all of our platforms. We've got Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, all of them. And we will see you soon.
Talk to you later.
Bye.